Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is time. We're going to shift gears. We're going to visit with the CEO of Block 6 Analytics, and that is Adam Grossman. He is a regular guest on our show, and we have extended another invitation after reading one of his latest posts. Always some good stuff. And we're going to get ready for the Super Bowl, because Super Bowl season is here and companies are looking to build their brand. Good to have you with us on this Friday night. Happy New Year, Adam.
Great to be here, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, indeed, it is Super Bowl season, and companies want to, you know, they want to reinforce their brand. And I have to wonder, let's start with this. I mean, the NFL ratings overall, they were down 11% this year in 2016. How much or will that impact advertising with the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's certainly a consideration. So in terms of valuation of advertising, particularly with the Super Bowl, the number of people who watch the Super Bowl is a big reason that the media rights partners, you know, whether it's CBS, Fox, or NBC, are able to charge such high amounts for a 30-second spot. And I think this year it's somewhere between $4 to $5 million for a 30-second spot. So if you're looking at to determine if the value works for you as a brand, if you think there's going to be a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit down in terms of viewership, it's definitely something you have to consider because the cost is so high. That being said, you know, it can be dependent on the teams that end up in the Super Bowl. So if the Cowboys are one of the teams in the Super Bowls in particular, the Cowboys have actually driven a significant amount of the ratings. So, like, you know, them being in the Super Bowl and potentially playing a team like the Patriots, well, that would be something where you probably would exceed the ratings for a previous game. So there's a lot of different factors. And the other thing that brands are looking for and some of the change in what they're looking for, it's not just the size of the audience, it's the quality of the audience in terms of how do the people who are watching the game, how will they impact, you know, how they make money and how they impact their brand goals in terms of what are they trying to accomplish from, you know, how people see and perceive their brand. So that's still a factor, you know, and the Super Bowl, given the attention and the exposure, oftentimes, you know, when people are analyzing commercials, whether they're funny or not, or whether they're effective or not, there's some really interesting metrics that can come in to determine, you know, not solely based on audience size. So while the ratings being down will definitely impact the decision, it's not the only factor that a brand will look at.
Okay, the CEO of Block 6 Analytics is back with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Okay, so Adam, shed some light on this. I mean, do you think, I mean, all the years you're the CEO of Block 6 Analytics, I mean, does spending that amount of money on, you know, I mean, does advertising, does it really work in the Super Bowl? I mean, companies are spending a lot of coin.
I hate to be somebody who says this, but I will say it depends. So one of the things that our company looks at is different advertising opportunities provide different levels of values for different brands, right? There's different companies who have different customers. For example, you know, people might be familiar with Oracle, which mostly sells to businesses, versus a company like a Coca-Cola, which mostly sells to individual customers. So even that by itself would mean that certain brands would get value at the Super Bowl, particularly for getting a large exposure to the audience, while other brands would not. And also there's, you know, what they're looking for potentially are lifts in brand perception and brand awareness. Do Super Bowl commercials always generate direct revenue for the partners that work with it? A lot of times, yes. GoDaddy is a really good example of that, really separating it out, where they basically went all in on an advertisement for the Super Bowl, and their revenue jumped significantly because they were able to have such a successful Super Bowl commercial. Now, for larger brands that have a larger amount of brand awareness already, where will a Super Bowl commercial always have the most value directly? No, but are there other things that can help the brand in the medium term and long term? Yes. So, again, I know I personally hate when people do the cop-out answer of depends, but in this case, it does depend on the brand and what they're trying to accomplish.
Can you give us any sense in terms of what you think or anticipate businesses will be looking to spend in terms of, you know, revenue? I mean, you think it's going to go up this year? I mean, you were talking about if it's the Patriots and it's the Cowboys, I mean, perhaps those numbers will spike.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, a lot of the investment has already been made, and like the television commercials are about $4 to $5 million, I think, per 30-second commercial. It'll be somewhere in that range. What's really interesting is not just how much they're spending on the television commercial, right? You have to, there'll be ads in social media channels, particularly in Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. There'll be sponsorship activation at the event itself, where people, if, you know, if you're an official rights partner, you can activate in terms of having, you know, t-shirts or having stands or having different elements on site. And then there's also, media channels outside of television. So, you know, there's potential radio sponsorships, there's web sponsorships, there's digital streaming sponsorships. So the spend itself on the Super Bowl is not limited to the television commercial for most of these companies. So, you know, you can think it's probably, if it's $4 to $5 million for the television commercial and they're activating around the television commercial, it could be up to, even $10 million just for the Super Bowl campaign alone.
You know, in 2016, the NFL ratings were down. Are you able to pinpoint why that happened? And, I mean, are we talking it was the debates? Was it the election? Was it the protests?
Yeah, I mean, I think you identified a lot of the problems, actually, potentially. In particular, I think the presidential election and the debates really did take a lot. There was an increase in viewership in part because of that. Some of it were the matchups weren't exactly the most competitive matchups and maybe weren't the most attractive matchups. Some of it is, there are just general changes in viewing habits that can impact ratings and impact the size of audiences, not just for the NFL, but for all sports. But I do think there's a little bit, ratings were definitely down, but the NFL in particular, Sunday Night Football and the afternoon game on Sundays were still the highest rated television programs. The NFL on Sunday night was the highest primetime rated television program. I think NFL Sunday is still the highest rated television program, period. And, usually, I'll have to double check, but usually, eight or nine of the top 10 rated events are still NFL. So, the NFL is still in a very strong position. I think there were some unique circumstances that drove a ratings decline for this year, but there are also some more structural ones and some of the ones that you identified. That's definitely something the NFL has to look at in terms of can they change, they have offered the flex option in terms of making sure we get more attractive matchups for games. That's something that they might want to expand. And then also just, sometimes the quality of play and making sure that, putting in times for rest and times for recovery. And this is all something that, the NFL is taking a look at. So, that helps as well in terms of potentially increasing the quality of play.
Adam, is there any evidence to support that there was, some concern in terms of from the viewership point of view over the player protest during the national anthem and that, that it impacted the ratings?
Yeah, there was some evidence of that. There was one firm that specifically calculated a drop in ratings because of that. Again, it's hard to necessarily, you want to be careful with that kind of stuff where there's a correlation without causation, or it could be that the ratings were just down anyway, and that just, that wasn't a part of it. Again, I think there's a limit to free speech issues that the NFL could take a look at. And I think probably, that's something to a certain degree that they can't control. But at the same time, I think that was relatively minor and it kind of dissipated over time. But it's definitely something right to take a look at going forward.
Okay, the CEO of Block 6 Analytics, Adam Grossman, has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I understand you've got a book coming out in the month of it's springtime, right?
Yeah, so a book focused, and we've talked about this before. I actually wrote a chapter in a book that's focused on the impact of communication based off baseball ballparks and the idea of how ballparks become the center of conversation in cities and towns. And I, fortunately for me, did the Chicago Cubs.
Damn.
And I want to make it very clear that I started this project way before the Cubs were good and way before they won the World Series. But obviously it is good timing in terms of that kind of chapter.
It is perfect timing. Adam, always a pleasure. Happy New Year. And we look forward to another conversation, okay?
Absolutely. Same to you.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way. That's right. We're shifting gears. We're heading up to Fort Worth, ready to talk some TCU men's basketball with their head coach, Jamie Dixon. Come on back.